Kobe Cove hanging out here. 2013 BET Awards is going down. 8 p.m. on BET. They say anything can happen. And who I have next to me, man, is just one of the most talented people you could ever meet. And I had the pleasure of meeting this guy like early on. I remember. Do you remember when you first came out? You came to my show. I was doing mornings, and
yes.
you showed up at the station with your keyboard.
Yeah, I remember.
And was like, Kobe, I want to get on and play. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And you got on the air, and it was like 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And you perform live on the air, and look at you now, man. Congratulations,
man.
John Legend in
all
the house.
All because I was on the Kobe Cove show.
That's right. That's right. I'm taking all the credit.
He makes them. He makes them into stars. You know, it's been a long journey, but I just appreciate everything that's happened, man. I've just been able to do what I love to do, make music, you know, that is all about love, all about people connecting. And we got a new album called Love in the Future.
All right, now when is that coming?
It's coming September 3rd. We got a new single, Made to Love.
Mm-hmm.
And, man,
what's
I'm just excited.
What's this thing with you and Rick Ross? Like, you guys been making a couple songs together.
Yeah,
got,
man. I
you,
feel
you
like
got
we
got a little
got,
thug in you. What's up?
We got good chemistry, man. I think we both soulful dudes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He has that voice. And I think our voices just work well together. We both like the same kind of beats. And we got good chemistry as artists. And so we've done several tracks together now. He's on my album on Who Do We Think We Are. And then I'm on his album multiple times.
Yeah,
you know,
no, you've done
years.
A lot of records with him.
Yeah.
So the album is coming out, but you also, man, you do a lot of things in the community. You
yeah.
are very active
yeah.
socially. You like,
yeah.
you know, a lot of artists today aren't socially conscious.
Yeah.
And that was something of the past. Talk to us a little bit about some of the things that you're involved in the community.
Well, I grew up, you know, inspired by those artists that used their platform as artists to make change in the world, like
right.
Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye. John Lennon, Bob Dylan, you know, people that just, you know, they saw their position as artists also to be part of movements to make people's lives better and to fight injustice. And so I try to do that myself.
So one of the things that you are passionate about is education.
Yeah.
And I tell people this all the time, that because a lot of artists don't say this, but you went to the University of Penn. That's a
yeah.
very tough school to go to.
Yeah.
It's an Ivy League school.
I graduated from Penn. I had a great time there, and I feel like I benefit so much from having an education. Even though you don't need one
right.
to be a singer,
right.
I think just that learning experience, that experience of getting away from home,
yeah.
And just embarking on something new, I think it's really important for everybody to have. And I always encourage kids, no matter what they want to do, to go to college.
Right. Get
yeah.
their education
yeah.
first.
Yeah.
All right. So I was watching TV the other day, and I'm like, wait a minute. That's John Legend. You got a car commercial? Like, you do.
Yeah.
Tell us about this new partnership you have with General Motors.
Yeah. So we're in the new Impala commercial, and we built a campaign around our new song, Made to Love.
Right.
And it's a beautiful car.
So you need
obviously it's a. I grew up in an auto worker family
right,
in Ohio, and my dad used to build trucks for a living his whole life,
mm-hmm.
And so I'm always like rooting for American auto industry to do
right.
well. And so when they reached out to me to do this Chevy commercial, I just love the new design of the Impala,
it
really looks great, and I love how they incorporated my songwriting process into the commercial,
right.
and just really made it authentic.
Right.
And so you know, I'm really happy with it.
So for those that haven't seen the commercial yet, so John is trying to make music, and he's like, he's in a creative funk, which
yeah.
we all get into
so
sometimes.
So I go on the road and just get
right.
a little inspiration driving around New York City, which is where I live. And so, you know, it's really authentic to how I am and who I am. And so I'm glad I was able to do something corporate that didn't feel like me
right.
not being myself, you know?
Right, right. So did they give you a car, too?
Yeah, we got a car sitting in front of the house right now.
I love it. A check and a car.
A new Impala sitting in front of the house right now.
All right, be careful yeah. in New York, though. All right. All right, well, John, thank you so much for checking in. Are you going on tour?
I'm going on tour this fall. The album comes September 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
We go on tour October, November, December.
All right.
And we'll be all over the country. So make sure y'all look us up and find out where the tickets are and how you can get to the show.
All right, John Legend, live from the 2013 BET Awards.
Yes, sir.